This news update's being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. The Iron Paws program at Saginaw Correctional Facility in Saginaw County offers both inmates and shelter dogs a renewed opportunity at a better life. The initiative pairs two inmates with each dog from a local shelter, providing weeks of care, obedience training, and socialization to improve the dog's chances of adoption. Initially launched in partnership with Saginaw County Animal Care and Control, the program has helped more than 40 dogs find permanent homes in a single year. Inmates must maintain clean conduct records to remain in the program, and as disciplinary issues can cost them their place and their canine companion. Officer Guerrero of Saginaw County Animal Control helped establish the effort and said both inmates and dogs share the experience of being misunderstood and searching for a second chance. While Saginaw County Animal Care and Control has not been involved in about 2 years, Bay County has since joined forces with the prison to continue the program's mission. The Saginaw Correctional Facility also supports other dog-related efforts, including Paws with a Cause and the Blue Star Dog Program, which provides specialized training in partnership with community agencies. And research at Michigan State University believe they may have found a long-term fix for Michigan's crumbling roads. Engineers at MSU have developed a new flexible self-heating and self-healing concrete that could drastically cut down on potholes and repair costs statewide. The mixture, led by civil engineering professor Jingzhu Jin and graduate student Jiozhang Antonio Ni, is designed to close tiny cracks on its own and generate heat during freezing temperatures. The added conductivity melts snow and ice without road salt, which can corrode pavement and contaminate groundwater. MSU's team demonstrated the technology on campus this month, showing the concrete's ability to remain twice as strong as conventional pavement while being hundreds of times more flexible. Jing said the material can store solar energy and release it when temperatures drop, helping prevent winter damage and improving driver safety. The project received $55,000 from MSU's Advanced Grant Program, aided by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. With a patent field, researchers plan to begin field testing the mix as a thin protective layer that could overlay existing roads, potentially saving millions in state repair costs over time. And today, the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the event free of charge, with recognition ceremony set to begin at 6:35 prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams and players from Bad Axe and Brown City. We'll shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community. Now for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Matt Ross, Ag Lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. We want to wish all our local farmers a safe and successful harvest season. When it comes to your farm, you need a bank you can trust. A bank you can rely on with local, familiar faces. We are your local community bank with a team of ag lenders who will work with you to help your farming operation succeed. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, buy new machinery, or even refinance existing debt, let our team of ag lenders help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at your farm. Thumb Bank and Trust is committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our Pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust has been helping local farmers since 1895.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at your obituaries for today. Dolores Ann Weiss, known as Dolly, of Elkton, age 87, passed away Wednesday, October 15th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. She was born April 14th, 1938 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On November 9th, 1963, she went on to marry Donald Weiss. Dolly leaves to cherish her memory her loving husband Don, her children Donald and Deborah, and their grandchildren. In keeping with Dolly's wishes, cremation has taken place and a service will be planned for a later date. The family would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor and at Seasons Change Hospice for their exceptional and compassionate care of Dolly. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to either Thumb Animal Shelter, St. John Episcopal Church of Pigeon, or Elkton Lions Club. The family assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And David Bernard Payerk, 73 years old, of Ubley, passed away on October 15th at Genesis Adult Foster Care Home of Ubley. He was born March 8th, 1952. He is survived by his two brothers, James and Alvin, and his six sisters, Janet, Mary, Suzanne, Rita, and Barb. And a Mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, St. Hubert Parish, Monday, October the 20th at 12 p.m. Burial will follow at St. Joseph Cemetery in Rapson. Visitation will take place on Monday, October the 20th at 10 a.m. until time of service. The family wishes to thank Riverview Adult Foster Care Home of Cass City, Community Links, where David was a parishioner of St. Hubert Catholic Parish, and Paul and Rick Bolton for 20 years of loving care given to their brother, and also Genesis in Ubley for his last 3 years of excellent care. You can share your thoughts, prayers, and memories with them at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Lorianne Van Valkenburg passed away September 21st. She is survived by her devoted husband, Randy, and her daughter, Melissa, her son, Henry, Leo, and Jeremy. She is also having a testament to her love, family, and joyful living. She'll be deeply missed and forever remembered by all who had the privilege of knowing her. Ruth Ellen Judy Jandreski, 93, who died Wednesday, October the 15th. She was born February 1st, 1932 in Port Austin, Michigan. She went on to marry Alfred Jandreski in 1952 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Port Austin. She is survived by her son David and her three daughters, Donna, Clarice, and Faye. A special thank you goes out to hospice and dedicated staff of home care providers, Chris, Sheila, Kelly, Kathy, Ruth, and Teresa, for their love and compassionate care of Judy. A funeral mass will be held Monday, October the 20th, at the Annunciation of the Lord Parish, St. Michael's Catholic Church in Port Austin, at 11 a.m. Burial will follow in Church Cemetery, and visitation will be on Sunday, October the 19th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at Knoblauch Funeral Home in Kindy, and on Monday from 10 a.m. until service time at 11 a.m. at the church. Memorials may be made to Thumb Food Service, Ubley, Michigan, and the Port Austin Library on her behalf. Now a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited-time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
And we're back with other news. The New York City Marathon is set to take place this weekend with thousands of runners expected. Organizers highlighted security upgrades for this year's event. Roads will be blocked off and medical teams stand ready throughout the whole course. The marathon remains one of the city's largest athletic gatherings, and spectators are encouraged to plan ahead for changes in public transit. Officials expect record attendance despite weather conditions. And Canadian and U.S. airports were targeted by hackers who displayed pro-Hamas and anti-Trump messages. Authorities worked to restore systems and investigate the breach. The incident disrupted some passenger services. Cybersecurity officials are issuing new guidance to transportation networks, and no further attacks have been reported since the enforcement began. Travelers are advised to remain vigilant. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.
Hey, this is Tara with Ashley and Bad Axe. Halloween is almost here, and Ashley and Bad Axe is full of treats with no tricks.
Up to 30% off store-wide?
Check.
Or how about up to 45% off accessories?
Yup, we have up to 30% off area rugs, too.
So then what's the trick?
There isn't any tricks, only treats. One-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, tables, accent chairs, and more. Just scary good deals just for you during spooky season.
And I heard there's sleep gallery savings, too?
Uh-huh. We have all major mattress brands in our sleep gallery, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, while supplies last, clearance adjustable bases to match.
I need to go to Ashley and Bad Axe right away.
Better hurry. These deals are part of the spooktacular savings event happening now through Halloween.
Ashley and Bad Axe is open 7 days a week and locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Brought to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.